An industrial sewing machine stitches fabric in a Tempe warehouse. This is part of one business in Arizona that is making waves in the sustainable fashion industry. Angela Johnson, the co-founder of Fabric, guides small businesses to create eco-friendly products from the start.
Fashion is the second most polluting industry on the planet. It's second to the oil industry and probably catching up very fast. And so it's ready to be, disrupted.
Fabric's new Cornet Presto printer allows them to create water-free designs with less labor than traditional clothing production. Another machine allows them to customize the shape of fabrics. All this means they control where their product is coming from without worrying about the sustainable practices of vendors.
The good news is that fashion as a whole, the whole industry, has had a wake-up call.
That's Angela Zadrali, the founder of Live Tall.
And so there's more and more options. They're really being more conscious in how they're actually making the fabrics so that then the end product is also, more sustainable.
Zadrali says she discovered at a young age that the fashion industry didn't have good options for anyone with a height over 6 feet. So she began making clothing that supported tall women.
And I knew what all the trends were and I wanted to wear them and they did not come in my size. And at that time, if it wasn't at the mall, it didn't exist for you. Sorry. That's it.
Zadrali launched Live Tall last year. She said she gladly works side by side with the people who are making her clothes. The Arizona Sustainable Apparel Association is also leading this fashion effort. The organization's president, Stella Abril, says people need to watch out for greenwashing, which still exists in the industry.
Companies are stating that they have sustainable practices, that they're transparent. It's just a statement. Not all of us have the time to sit here and research everything that we purchase.
The Arizona Sustainable Apparel Association encourages people to know where their purchases come from and to remember that sustainability isn't limited to environmentally friendly products, but also ethics, workplace conditions, and fair wages. Peyton Major, Cronkite News.